Okay. In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. How are you guys? Good. How was your week? Good. Sorry? How am I? I'm good. I'm good. I wanted to address something. I don't remember the order in which I put the slide, so whichever one comes first, we'll talk about. Oh, so Frosh. You guys, okay. I just want to address something really quickly. I said that we were going to do St. Mary's Frosh Night tonight. And I was met with a lot of mixed reactions. People being like, Frosh Night? What? And I'm like, yeah, Frosh Night. And people are like, that's going out to the bars and drinking and doing like a pub crawl and doing all these crazy things. And I was like, that's not what Frosh means. Frosh actually means, and I actually looked it up on the internet after I told Abuna, but at least I looked it up. And it says other words for Frosh: freshman, rookie, undergraduate, undergrad, beginner, underclassman, and freshman. So I was right. You were wrong. So the reason we wanted to call it St. Mary's Frosh Night is because it's back to school. There's a lot of people here that I never met you before. Some of you are new faces, some of you old faces. So tonight, instead of having like a full-on topic, we wanted to have kind of like a meet and greet where we were able to kind of get to know each other, because whether we like it or not, over the next year, Ottawa is going to be your home. Whether you're from Ottawa or you're studying here in Ottawa, but just know that we welcome you with open arms. We love you, and we want you to enjoy your time in Ottawa and enjoy fellowship with your fellow Coptic Orthodox people. And yeah, so that's pretty much the gist of it. So when I say back to school, I don't know about you guys, but like my brain kind of functions in like memes, because Sarah's tagging me in memes all day long at work, putting my job at risk. But this is to me like what happens with back to school. Like, I was in school for 4 years. I know what it's like. You go to the Staples or you go to Walmart or whatever, you get all your stuff and you're so excited. You have all your new cahiers and your calculator or whatever, and like 2 weeks in, you know, you're already behind, and the prof is like, so you have a midterm in 2 weeks, and you're like, oh, okay, I guess I'll just have to delete this class or drop out of this class. But don't do that. It gets better. I've been there. If you need support, we're going to talk about that today. So what's on the agenda? We're going to do some introductions. So everyone is going to meet everyone tonight. We don't want anyone going home without making sure that they know who the person beside them, behind them is. Because at the end of the day, your people you know, the peers, are the people that you can rely on the most. So we're going to be doing introductions. We're going to go through some resources that are available to you at St. Mary's here. Resources that were available to people in the past, and programs and stuff like that that we're trying to put forth in the future this year, so to allow you guys to have the best year possible. And then we're going to play some icebreaker games.
I don't know about you guys, but I went to the Snowmorama and I got candy for everybody, because we're going to be doing some trivia, we're going to be doing some fun games, so we're going to try to make it as fun as possible. I know how the first week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks can go at school. It can either, you know, be kind of dry, especially if you don't really know anybody yet. So we're going to just have some fun tonight. Won't be too heavy on like a topic or anything like that. And then, of course, the wonderful Nardine Rafael has prepared a fiesta for us downstairs, a Siami fiesta. So, and she can do it. It's amazing. So I've seen her do it. So we're going to start off by introducing ourselves to each other. This might take a little bit longer than I thought, just because a lot more people showed up, which is always fantastic. So when we do go around, this is the format I want you guys to get. Five. You guys have five fingers for the most part. Give us your name, where you're from, what you're studying, or where you're currently working, because some of you guys could be doing your master's, I don't know. A fun fact about yourself, or a funny story. I'm looking at you. And what you hope to get out of this year to come, what you expect, what you would love to go back to Mississauga, Montreal, Ottawa, wherever, and feel this happened this year, or I took this away this year, and I'm a better person for it. So to give you an example, I created my own, so I said I would go first. So my name is Mima Antonios, short form for Miriam. I'm the sister of Sarah Antonios. I guess a fun fact about myself is that I'm a meme connoisseur. I'm from Ottawa, and I work as an IT consultant for Konica Minolta. And a fun fact about myself is that I only eat orange candy. So it is what it is. I think we should probably get like closer. So everyone who's in the back, can you just try to come up one? Actually, can I pass around the mic? And you guys will be okay, right? So I want to start with, yeah, oh yeah. We're going to go Melissa this way, and then as the rows get like on that side, so we'll go Melissa, I'll get to know you, Sarah, and then Uncle Samir, Amir, and then end with Mariam, and then start with Layla, and go on like that. Does that make sense? Okay, so five things. Melissa, you're first.
So my name is Melissa.
Okay. Too many Mariams and Minas. First and last name.
Probably the only Egyptian Melissa you'll meet. More coast. I'm from Mississauga. Woot woot. I'm studying human kinetics, kinesiology, in other words. Fun fact about myself, I can't stop saying dad jokes. I think it's a disease. What I hope to get out of this year. I was gonna say a joke, but I can't say a joke. A husband. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. Probably like a 10 CGPA. That's what I want to get out this year. That one was honest. Okay.
My name is Monica Atalla. I'm also from Mississauga. Woot woot. I'm studying medicine. I don't really know if I have a fun fact. I don't know, I love to bake, but meetings are on Fridays, so I can never bring you guys anything, so I'm sorry. and I'm just really excited to like be a part of the Ottawa community, because everyone back home is like, oh, Ottawa's so great, and they like go back over the summer, so I want to be a part of that.
Yay!
Okay. If you guys want to, yeah, it's fine. Whatever moves you.
Okay, so I'm Monica Riyad. I'm also from Mississauga. I'm studying health sciences, no surprise, like everyone else. A fun fact, this isn't really fun, this is kind of gross, but I once had over 100 mosquito bites at this, like all at once, because I went camping or something. Yeah, okay.
That did not disappoint. That's good. That's really good.
And something I hope to get out of this year is just to get to know everyone better and, like, yeah.
Okay, so my name is Mariam Solomon. I'm from Saga. I'm studying human kinetics, like kinesiology, like Melissa. Fun fact. I'm obsessed with Melissa. and I don't know, I hope to like always like do better in school. Always.
Okay, my name is Mariam Gerges from Ottawa. I'm in human kinetics.
Can we try to just listen, because everyone's gonna say their name once and we're gonna be like, who is that again? So just like trying to listen.
Okay. Fun fact, I shaved my eyebrows off when I was 4. And that's it.
Okay, hard to follow.
Oh, what do you want to do this year? Happiness.
Hello, everybody. My name is Sarah. I'm from you. I'm from Ottawa. I'm doing my undergrad right now in law and business law. A fun fact, the only fun fact about me is that she's my sister. And what I hope to get out of this year, yeah, good grades and blessings on blessings.
I am Mariam Henna, or Mariam. Here, I'm Mariam. And I'm from here, and I study psychology and neuroscience, and I have a twin brother. Yeah, he's fun. That's the fun part about it. And I hope to, you know, I hope to get... Yeah, he tried to kill me. That's a fun story. He did try to kill me in the womb. But thank God I'm here today.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't... there's so many things to get out of here. But I'm going to settle for grades.
You can go that way.
Okay, my name's Christina Hannah. I'm not her sister though. I'm from Mississauga. I study health sciences too. I'm a pretty boring person, but I mean,
no, you can't say that. You're not allowed to say that about yourself.
I'm left-handed. Pretty cool, I guess. And I hope to learn more about myself this year.
Yeah. Did it just cut out on you?
Oh, there it is. Okay. And a fun fact about myself, Tina's my roommate. And what I hope to get out of here, I hope to survive the year. I think that's good.
Sorry, I'm just having a conversation with two individuals upstairs who better get down here right now. Thank you. Sorry, continue.
Hi. My name is Amir. Hi. I'm from Ottawa, and I lost the back to school this year. I'm a pharmacist. It's not fun. I don't want anyone to call me the new people. I don't want anyone to call me uncle. Okay? It's not fun. Right? I'm not uncle, okay? I'm back to school, so I'm like, you know, the same age. And I wish I finished my master by the summer this year. So hopefully. Thank you.
Oh, fun fact.
Don't call me uncle.
Okay, I'm Samir. So I'm trying like Sarah and Sarah and Mariam and Miriam. So I'm Samir. I'm a family physician and... yeah, people call me uncle. I don't know, just because. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't mind, but it's up to you guys. I live in Ottawa now. I used to live in Mississauga, then Winnipeg, and then I moved recently here. And a fun fact about me: I don't know. I'm boring too, but I remember. we were celebrating Christmas, and I decided to cut hair for my oldest son, Bassem, who is not here tonight. And then I made a big hole in his head on one side. So guess what? To correct that, I had to make it symmetrical. And I'm going to tell you what happened that day. But that's a funny story.
Thanks, Uncle.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nardine Raphael. I'm the fourth servant, so now we've gone through all the four servants. I'm from Ottawa. Ottawa's always been home for me. I studied law and then went back for, so I do family law and then I went back for grad studies in counseling and family law, family counseling. And then, fun fact, so I live in Barrhaven, which is like, that's not the funny part. Like, I don't know, it's a few minutes from here, and like, if you don't live at Ottawa, you were downtown, chances are you live in Barrhaven. And when my family moved there when we were starting university in like 2002 or 3, I thought they were punishing me because it was like in the middle of nowhere. So I refused to help them like move the stuff that day, and I just went upstairs and sat in the bathtub. And I washed my hair with shampoo the previous owners had left. But it wasn't shampoo, it was glue in a Pert Plus bottle. And I had to go to Mariam Kirkus's house, and she witnessed this, and my hair was in a ball of glue. And her mom tried everything to help me, because me and her mom are buddies. So she tried everything to help me, and it didn't work. She took me to like a professional store to get all sort of detangling stuff, nothing worked, and she had to chop it off. And I have it somewhere in a bag, and it's still just a ball of hair.
Okay,
my hair was really
we just
long at the
passed
time.
Overshare that
no,
one.
No, I just, I
there was
know.
Fun, and now it's like concerning.
I'm an open book, so because I do counseling and law, I'm pretty open, so you can come and chat with me about pretty much anything. And what I hope to get out of this year is I cause a lot of distractions, I find, during youth group, going up and down to check on the food. So I hope this year that I will cause less distractions during the speakers. So my apologies if I keep
no apologies necessary.
Hi everyone, my name is Laila Botros. Fun fact, they used to call me and my brothers butt roast at school when we were younger. Not so fun actually. Butt roast, yeah. Like Botros, butt roast, yeah. It's, you can laugh, it's fine. yeah, I'm over it, I swear. No, I was born here. Yeah, okay, I can say it again. Butt roast. Everyone hear it, or do I have to repeat it again?
One more time for the live feed, please. I'm just kidding.
Anyways, just beep it. I was born here, and I'm at Ottawa U right now doing my postgrad, a Bachelor of Education. Another fun fact is I have a curse. Don't bake around me. Don't talk about baking. Don't do anything that has to do with baking if you're talking to me, because it will either burn or something will happen to it. And Sarah and Sammy can testify. And out of this year, I don't know, good grades. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Carl. I'm from Ottawa, studying at Carleton Civil Engineering. And funny story about myself is when I was a kid, so we lived on the 18th floor, and I'd always tell my brother to jump off the balcony, and then I'd cry when he doesn't. So, and yeah, I hope to get good grades too.
Oh my goodness.
Good grades.
Okay, and now for the next person, you are banned from saying good grades. And for every person after that.
Hi guys, I'm Joyce Gerges. I'm from Mississauga. I'm studying poli-sci and communication at U Ottawa. And fun fact, I'm from Mississauga, and for this year, I want grades that will make my mom happy.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I'm Jacqueline Gabriel. I'm from Mississauga. I'm studying political science at Ottawa U. Fun fact about myself, I've danced ballet for 15 years. What I hope to get out of this year, I hope to learn, because I actually like what I'm studying, and I want to be a better person. That's it.
Oh my gosh, wow. That was really nice.
I want to be a better person too. Yeah.
My name is Maria. I'm also from Mississauga. I also study health science. Fun fact, I once set fire to chicken in the microwave before. Eva watched it live stream. No. I've improved since then. Henin, H-E-N-I-N. There's no other E, there's only one E. Something I hope to do this year, I want to finally skate on the canal.
Say that again?
I've been here for 3 years, I've never been on the canal.
Yes. Take notes, Nardine. Want to take some notes on that one?
Okay, so I'm Sylvia. I am from Mississauga. I'm studying at HealthSci in U Ottawa. Fun fact about me is I tried to make a cup of tea before coming to Ottawa, and then the cup exploded, and now I have a huge burn.
Oh my gosh. Layla, were you in like a 5-mile radius? She said her cup exploded in the microwave.
No, not in the microwave. I was pouring hot water while making tea, and it just exploded, and I was like...
Oh, wow.
The cup wasn't cold. I promise it was in the cupboard, and it was warm, and it just exploded, and I was like... Okay. No, but you know what? It was like a complete miracle that no glass came on me. I was like so shocked. Yeah, the cup exploded. It was crazy. What I hope to get out of this year, since I can't say good grades, I'm going to say to become more independent and not have glasses explode on me.
Okay, we can accept that. That's a good answer.
Hey, I'm Sarah. I'm from Oakville. I go to U Ottawa for health sciences. Fun fact: I've washed the first load of laundry yesterday, like my entire life.
Wow! That's actually a very big accomplishment.
Oh, my dad was on the phone the entire time. So
it still counts. It still counts.
My dad was really happy, but I called him for 3 hours before it to classify, and so, no, it was really hard. And, oh no, every little bit, like including pictures of the clothes and exactly where to put where. Yeah, I suffered. And also, I washed my first dish that even, like, last week. Yeah. A lot of good things. Yeah. I know, thank you. And by the end of this year, do the rest of my laundry. Yes, good grades, I guess. No, definitely good grades.
My name is Sandra. I'm from Ottawa. I studied in Quebec City, and I just finished. I'm a pharmacist now. Fun fact, the only thing I could think about is food, so I like cheese more than chocolate. It's really good.
That's a good fact. We didn't know that about you.
Oh, well, now you know the way to my heart.
Now we do.
What I hope to get out of this year, maybe a hobby. Oh my gosh, I just love cheese. I'm good. Like, just any cheese. I love chocolate. Oh, what? What's the question? I just want to find a hobby this year. I want to find a hobby, something to do with my time. I want to get back to that.
Hello, so I came in late, so I'm assuming you're saying name?
You're saying your name, where you're from, and those five things.
Okay, so my name is Daniela. I'm from Ottawa. I studied, majored in psychology, and I went to teacher's college afterwards. A fun fact about myself. Let's think. If I don't eat 8 meals a day, I get very grumpy.
Very, very grumpy. It's true. I testify. And
I eat 8 to 10 meals a day. Yeah. And what I hope to get out of this year is maybe to advance in my career as a teacher, so work my way up.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Bishoy.
Hi.
Wait, what's the next question? Oh, I'm from Ottawa. I go to Carleton for biomedical mechanical engineering. Fun fact, people have to think I'm tall. Yeah.
It's more of an observation, but I'll let it slide.
What I wish to get out of this year, to get a co-op position for next summer.
That's good. See, that's a smart goal. That's smart, measurable. What's the other ones? RT? Attainable. What's the R?
Realistic.
What's the T?
Time.
Time. Smart goals. Amir.
Thanks for saying my name.
Sorry.
It's a good thing. My name's Amir. Fanous.
Thank you.
I'm from Ottawa. I'm studying mechanical engineering with computing technology at U Ottawa. Fun fact, I love bamia.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, it's like, it's special, you know?
There's nothing fun about bamia, but you just made it fun. So thank you for
that's
that.
That's me.
Yeah.
And this year, I'd like to make new friends.
That's a nice one, yeah.
So my name is Yusuf. I am from Mississauga as well as all of the whole church, pretty much. I'm studying. I'm joking. I'm studying psychology and theology.
Cool.
And fun fact about me that I almost burned the apartment after I moved in for like 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh? Yeah. Like, I had to wake him up to shut the fire down. And I hoped for this year pretending to go to class and not miss any more classes as I used to miss a lot. Yeah.
Thank you.
My name is Joseph, or everyone calls me Benji. Benji. I'm from Saga. I'm studying Health Sci at U Ottawa. Fun fact about myself, when I first met Abuna Shnuda, he thought I was in grade 9. And so I was in the Texas trip, and one of the servants forgot my name, so she kept calling me Benji the entire trip, and then everyone else liked it better than my actual name, so they started calling me Benji too, to the point that now it is used more than my actual name, so I respond to Benji or Joe, whichever you want.
That's amazing.
And Benji.
Wait, what did he say?
And I hope that by the end of this year, I look like a grade 10.
It's amazing.
My name is Beher. I'm from Ottawa now. I'm studying at U Ottawa, studying science. I tell really bad jokes. I get it from him. It's my dad. And this year, I hope to maybe get a man bun.
No, go back. Different. different hope to get out of this year. We're not allowing that. We're not allowing that. Okay, fine.
My name is Marianne. I'm from Ottawa. I'm studying biomedical science at U Ottawa. Fun fact about me is that I'm half Palestinian. And what I hope to get out of this year is to set goals and achieve them.
Oh, good one. Smart goal.
Hi, I'm Nadine. I'm from Ottawa. I'm studying health sciences at Ottawa U. Fun fact about me, that's my sister. And what I hope to get out is to be like my older sister.
Aww.
I love you. I love you.
I'm Marley. I'm from Halifax, Nova Scotia. I'm studying biomed at U Ottawa. Fun fact, I have a twin sister, and I hope to be more decisive this year.
Oh, thank you. So interesting.
My name is Sammy. I'm from Ottawa. I am a teacher. Fun fact is I actually never attended my own frosh because of all the misconceptions, and I'm a child of God. Another fun fact is if any of the first years, if you lived here last year, I would have been your Sunday school teacher. What I hope to get out of this year... world peace.
That's so good. I'm taking it. World peace is good. We need it. I'll take what I can get.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Amir. I'm definitely the better Amir, of course, as you can see.
We need a last name from you because he has one and you need one too.
Oh, Amir Sabri.
Amir what?
Sabri.
Sabri?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Fun fact, I can't grow a full beard as you can see. And I hope by the end of the year I can grow a full beard.
Good goals.
Hi, my name is Ferdi Gorgi. I'm from Saga, studying health sciences. A funny story is, in grade 11, I was playing hide and seek at school, or tag, whatever the manly way is. And then I went into the washroom and I slipped on, I don't know on what, and then I had to get like 6 stitches on my knee. And so I got my stitches removed, and on my way out of the hospital, I tripped and I had to get it restitched.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And then I hope to use my time more productively.
That's a very, very good goal to have. And we'll talk about that throughout the year. We had a talk last year about productivity and we'll do it again this year. Sorry.
Hi. My name is Arseni with an I, not a Y. I'm from Ottawa or Mississauga, either one. What are you studying? Software engineering. Fun fact about myself, I love the internet.
You and me both.
What you hope to get out of the year to come? No idea. A job.
A job? This year? Are you in your last year? Yeah, kind of, sort of. Let's just say we are.
Hey, my name is Michael. I'm from Mississauga. I'm in second year health sci at U Ottawa. And fun fact about myself, I used to play hockey. And I just want to be less lazy this school year. So, Michael. Yeah.
That's a good goal.
My name's Andrew. I'm from Mississauga. I study electrical engineering at U Ottawa. Fun story about me, I had the hottest pepper in the world in grade 11, and I still had class after, so that was interesting. And I hope to be more productive this year.
That's awesome. We have one left. The most interesting man in the world. Best for last.
What do I say?
Five things. Your name, where you're from.
Okay, my name is Martel. I'm from Ottawa. I'm studying law. Fun fact about me. I'm a triplet. A funny story. Let's not get into that. What do you hope to get out of the year to come? I don't know. I hope to be coming to youth group regularly.
Oh, that's a really good goal, Martel. Almost like I planted you in the audience. I think we have two more, actually. Five more people? Well, why? What are they doing outside? Get them in here.
My name is Fedi.
Where are you from?
Moros. From Mississauga. Health Sciences.
Fun fact about yourself.
Fun fact. I don't know. I like to fly. What?
Like, do you have wings? Or like...
Yeah. I like to fly.
Like fly commercial, like on airplanes, or like?
Yeah, I'm hoping I can get my private pilot license one day.
Oh, wow.
But once I get a job.
Okay.
Until then.
Baby steps.
Maybe
right?
The church can provide.
Maybe.
It's only $10,000, so okay. How many are we here?
I'm writing that down right now.
What I hope to get out of this year is honestly just be successful. For some reason, it's a little bit more stressful this year. But just two more years and we'll end strong, hopefully.
Jess? We have one more person.
Hi, I'm Jess. What are the questions?
Your name?
I refuse to answer that. I am originally from Boston, but I've lived here for more than half of my life.
This is your home now. Accept it.
Unfortunately. Okay, so I studied biopharmaceutical science at U Ottawa, and I work at Health Canada now. Fun fact. I don't know, you guys probably know more fun facts than I do. I have a twin brother who just got married.
Why are there so many twins and triplets in the Egyptian community?
Why are there what?
There's so many twins. There's like...
I am the original.
Okay.
What do I hope to get out of this year? No, that's not true. Not true. What I hope to get out of this year? Yeah, hopefully I get less scared.
You get what?
Less scared.
Less scared? It's a good goal.
Yeah, I'm good.
No, that's a good goal.
Oh, fun fact.
Fun fact.
Person here, even though I'm probably like one of the oldest.
You're the most childish person here? No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. No, that's awesome. Thank you, guys. Thanks so much. It's so good to hear everybody and where you're all from. And, you know, some of you have twins, some of you don't. Like, I think it's like a half split between you guys. But no, it's awesome. And just know that you're welcome here. You're loved here. And this is a very positive place for you to go, make friends, and live your best life, basically. So I'm just going to go through something really quickly with you guys. So, no prank calls. These are all people that you can reach out to anytime. So, Abuna Marcos, Abuna Shnuda, I don't have his phone number up there, but I'll get it for you if you need it. We'll send this out to everyone. Like I said, Abuna Marcos, Uncle Samir, Nardine, Amir, myself, we're all here to serve you no matter what you need. You know, if you're getting stressed out or whatever, you just want to go clear your head, grab a cup of coffee, this is what we're here for. We're here to support you. We'll try to reach out to you guys periodically, make sure you're all, like, doing well. If you need anything, we'll always be there. But the most important thing in my eyes is second to the WhatsApp group is your peers, and to make sure that you can reach out to your peers, because they'll be able to understand you on a level that, because they're going through school right now with you, and, you know, exams and midterms and everything, you know, from study groups and labs and stuff like that, and they'll be your best friends. And if I could give you any kind of advice from the time in which I was in school, it's really to manage your time as best you can. This is coming from someone who, like, got this close to getting kicked out, like, in my first year, because I was all this, like, freedom and all these different changes. So I just ask of you guys to really pray for yourselves, pray for your peers, take the time to invest in your schedule and manage your time, and just do your best this year and every year to come. It's really, really important. And the WhatsApp group, so we're going to talk about all the activities and stuff like that we have at church. The WhatsApp group is really good to join when people aren't, like, roasting each other on it. But it's good to, like, coordinate rides to, like, the Wednesday mass that's up, that's, like, super early. or, like, the Friday mass or Sunday or whatever, or youth group. There's so many different times that you can reach out and we'll be able to provide you rides, because no one should ever have to miss any kind of activity at church because they can't get a ride, right, if they're living on campus or whatever. It's a far drive, so it's not too far of a drive. It's a far bus ride, so let us know whenever you need anything. We're all more than happy to coordinate that on your behalf. So these are kind of the events that we have throughout the month, throughout the year. Obviously, there's Mass on Sundays, Sunday school service. I know Abuna will be coming around to speak to you guys about Sunday school and service in that, and getting yourselves involved. If I could make any recommendation, I would absolutely say, what is going on here? To get involved in service as soon as you can, because it's so wonderful. And if you had service in your church that you came from, and you're not familiar or whatever, again, your youth group leaders and Abuna and even some of your peers can help you facilitate that and coordinate, getting to know, like, the sector coordinators for the Sunday schools and stuff like that. Ashe on Saturday nights, me and Danielle go way back. It used to be our plan, Ashe Saturday. Still is, kind of. There's a women's workout on Mondays, actually headed by Danielle, who is our resident personal trainer. We go on walks. They do lots of different great activities. So if you want to know more about that, get in touch with Danielle. There's a Facebook group that she'll get you to be a part of. Mass Wednesday mornings, Friday mornings. Something interesting for you guys to know is the first Friday of every month, we try to do a joint meeting with St. George. It's the first one, right? Yeah. So we alternate. We go one Friday St. Mary's, one Friday St. George, and it's typically on and off, like alternating like that. It's very rare that it'll be like double here, double there. Something that the servants and I have been talking about is implementing kind of like study groups for you guys and different types of resources like resume writing and volunteer opportunities if you need hours and things like that for if you're doing med school applications or whatever. Like, there's so many different ways that we can support you in your education and in your personal lives and in your spiritual lives. So all you have to do is just reach out and we'll be there. We have our lives as well, so it's difficult for us to kind of like read minds. So it's so much helpful if you can recognize, you know what, I need to do this, I want to do this. Like, you're not, that we hope that you do that. We need you guys to reach out to us. Other things that we have throughout the year, there's an Egyptian festival coming up in November. It's like super fun. There's outings with the youth group sometimes. We go out for dinner. We do like other types of activities. Sometimes there's fundraisers on Sundays or whenever we have them. They're very like hit or miss whenever they kind of just come up. There's cottage trips that we take in the winter time. We did one last year and it was joint with St. George, and I wasn't able to go, but I heard it was fantastic, and they did one the year before as well. I don't know if they're still doing Alhan lessons. I put it up there because, are they? Okay, perfect. Melissa Moros apparently knows all about them, so you can talk to her about it. And come Christmas, which will really just sneak up on us as it always does, there's lots of different activities and stuff that we do around then. So stay tuned for more information on that kind of stuff. I know it's getting a little bit late. Those intros kind of took a little bit longer than I thought. I had another game that I had two other games that I had prepared. and I don't know if we have the time. One is like just trivia questions, and one is like a bingo kind of game. Like, I don't know. No, is it bingo? It's like the, yeah. What do you guys prefer? Do we have time? Do we have time? You want to do it downstairs? Perfect. Yeah, let's do that, actually. We'll go cash. Okay, sounds good. Okay, thanks, guys. Can we stand up and pray?